The Don and Mike Show.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
All right, would you please get Joe on the telephone?
He's calling us.
Wow.
KFRC.
Harvard, nothing but bad love.
That's what I say when there's just time to fill before the guy starts singing.
It's a good one. It's an oldie but goodie. When is that? What year is that?
How are we playing the game now? I guess 76.
Really? That young?
Devil Woman.
I thought it was older. It sounds older.
I think
very
so.
Halloween.
We've only had the guy on the phone 8,000 times today.
I know. Redial.
He works here.
I thought I saw the hotline ringing earlier. I thought he was standing by.
He works here.
It's all right. We have plenty of time left in the show.
Forget it. He's halfway home.
Robbie?
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
This is... Are we calling the Tiger?
Joe. Yes, Joe.
Joe online 11.
Oh, the phone's the hotline's ringing.
Joe online 11. Joe?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Joe.
Here we go. Now, as we stated before... Joe has started Trick or Beer. He's got a huge lead. He's got four beers and a half a gallon of orange juice.
Where are you?
I have five beers.
Five beers. And a half gallon of orange juice. Where are you? What are you going to do? How's the neighborhood?
Neighborhood is jumping. It's they got lights on and stuff. It's a mid-class neighborhood this time, I'd say. Very Beaver Cruiser looking.
All right, a mid-class neighborhood, according to Joe.
I would imagine lots of people home now.
Yeah.
What happened to his phone?
I was less than thrilled with Joe's performance earlier, so we went to the bullpen and sent out Matt the Pollock.
He's on line 12.
And he is on line 12. All right, let's give Joe a shot here. Last shot of Trick or Beer.
Is this a sudden death right here?
Yeah, this is it. Comes right down to it. Are you ready, Joe?
First one to get a beer.
Yep, I'm coming up to a house right now.
Actually, it'll be a tie if they both get a beer.
Now, the sound behind Joe is him pulling his cooler.
Right.
It's a cooler. He's tied a piece of rope to it.
Now, he took all his orange makeup off, but he redrew his whiskers.
Coming up to a house that has lots of decorations.
Because his wife didn't want him to give up.
Very good. And you're going to knock on that door?
Yep. Here we go.
Good.
She hasn't given up on that marriage.
All right. Standing by.
Just a rhetorical question.
Of course.
Hi, happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. My name is Joe, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer. You have any beer?
No, gracias. We don't drink.
Oh, you don't?
No, we're a little bit underage.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick-or-treat for beer?
Don't have any.
You don't have any?
I got a little kid.
Okay.
Well, I've had little kids, too.
That's not Joe's fault.
I had a distributorship in my house.
Gee, what a surprise. Right after she said that, she closed the door in my face.
She didn't sound very friendly.
Not too money.
No. All right, well, then now do we have to go over to Matt, see how he does?
Let's go to Matt the Pollock.
Now, the way this goes, if Matt gets himself a beer, he will be the winner.
He gets to do this bit if there is a next year. Hello, Matt.
Yes, hello.
All right, Matt. Where are you at, my friend?
All right, I've made my way to another neighborhood. It looks very nice. I found a nice house full of decorations, a bunch of lights on.
All right.
See if I can get myself a nice, tasty beer.
Okay, right. Make your way up there. We're waiting.
Come on, kids.
Time. All right. Coming up to the door right now.
He's of the essence.
Boy, they love talking about decorations.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're trying their best to tell us what's happening.
I like the forceful knock.
Bam, bam, bam.
All right, somebody's coming.
The police knock that Matt gives the door.
Well, he's heard it.
He heard
it back in high school.
Hey, Halloween, my lord.
With the weed.
At the Paul with the Don and Mike Show, doing a little trick-or-treating for beer. Do you have a beer for me?
Sorry, I just put this down.
You have a beer?
Please.
For Halloween.
Please.
In America, we get beer on Halloween.
No beer.
You don't have beer?
No.
Do you have any alcohol at all? Any rum? Any vodka?
No alcohol.
I don't
drink alcohol.
Oh, okay.
So
do you have
anything?
Don't
drink
alcohol. What's that?
I think you better get out of that neighborhood.
Hold on a second.
Matt found himself an out-of-towner.
Right.
Let's go back. Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hello.
Hi, Joe. You got yourself a house?
Yes, I do.
Joe, I love you. I'm rooting for you. Kick his ass.
Yeah, me too, Joe.
Get the beer here, Joe.
All right, I'm going up right now to this house. I have to actually use the walk because they've got stuff all over the yard.
Like decorations?
Yeah, they got like a whole cemetery.
No
Very
kidding.
Nice. That's usually a good sign.
Here we go.
It's not a real cemetery, is it?
Here we go.
Come on, Joe.
All right, going up to the door.
Do it for your wife.
And ringing the doorbell. And ringing the doorbell.
Look like anybody's home?
Oh. Happy Halloween. My name is Joe from the Don and Mike Show, and I'm trick-or-treating for beer. Have you got any beer?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I'm out of water.
Oh, that'd be great.
This could be the victory. This is Joe getting the big win.
She's closed the door. She says she might have one.
Very good. This would be his sixth beer.
Also, and sounds like he's about to get to second base.
Joe, if you could take a compliment, if you had had this can-do attitude at about 4:40 today, we wouldn't have gone to the bullpen.
That's right.
Hold on.
Red Stripe.
Oh, thank you so much.
Red Stripe.
Happy Halloween from the Diamond
Red Stripe
Mike
is
show.
Good beer.
That's
Red
a wick. Stripe. That's a victory. That's a victory for Joe.
You're the winner.
You're the big winner, Joe. You were the first one to get a beer.
Congratulations. You get to keep your low-paying job.
Yeah.
I'm the first out?
Yes, you are.
He's still engaged in conversation with the lady.
Thank you, and have a happy Halloween.
That's a good sport. Now,
all
that's
right, Joe.
The spirit. That's a perfect one. Now, that is the way it's done.
Way to go, Joe.
Judging from the way that lady's laughing, I know why there was only one beer left.
Well, Joe, you made your wife proud, and you beat the punk kid.
Yes, of course.
Good job, Joe Artinger.
That's what he does.
All right, Judd, see you soon.
See you soon.
And good now night. Here's the best part of it. Do we get to tell Matt that he was a failure?
Well, yes, we do.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, loser.
Hello.
Well, you failed once again.
Although, you know what? The kid's got a can-do spirit, Mike.
Yeah, but he failed.
I've let my people down once again.
I bet. Could you go to one more house,
Matt? Yeah, let's see. Can we call it a tie if he gets one more
beer? Joe's still the winner. It's Joe's bit.
Okay.
It's just Joe was not showing the proper enthusiasm.
You have so much love for everyone. It's tough to keep track.
What you should do is give Matt something he's more comfortable with. Not have him knock and say, hey, would you like to buy a beer?
That's true. But he doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anything to offer.
That's all right. You don't need it to sell it.
Matt, where are you now?
And I'm still in the neighborhood if you'd like to give it another shot.
Yes, one more
shot. That's what he just said. Mr. Geronimo just said he wanted to do that.
One more house, please.
You were grinning. You weren't paying attention.
One more shot.
This could be his first beer.
All right, I found another home.
All right. Very good.
Can you describe the home?
Are there decorations?
Hopefully the next home will not be a safe house like the one you just came from. An Al-Qaeda safe house.
I do not drink. I don't drink. Infidel!
Just waiting for Jack Bauer to kick the door down.
You infidel. Do not. Would you like to see where our cache of weapons are? My name is Mr. John Smith. I do not drink. Come down into the laboratory. We'll show you the bomb-making table.
Jake, here.
Happy Halloween. I'm Matt DePaul with the Don and Mike Show. Doing a little trick-or-treating for beer. Do you happen to have a beer for me?
You don't
have a beer?
Yeah. Yeah, I might have one on the top shelf.
Oh, this could be wonderful.
On the top shelf.
That would be amazing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll hold on right here.
This is, see his little extra? That would be amazing. That's the extra that works. That's going to get that beer.
Salesmanship.
you didn't. I was helping you. You didn't need to help me, smartass.
He's not wearing a costume.
Right, he's not.
He's just out there dressed as old, ugly Matt.
Stuff for you? Well, I'm very innocent.
You sure?
I'm positive. Okay. She's letting me inside. She's not tall enough to reach the beer herself.
Oh my God. The woman has let him in.
Are you saying the woman? Are you saying, Matt, the woman is even shorter than you?
Wow.
That's wonderful.
I'm not happy.
Wow. This is incredible.
Don,
you were going to say he's doing it on pure personality. Bless your heart.
Uh-huh, oh, see? My God. Listen to him.
We have to have him visit more often.
He's doing this without a suit, without a costume, without a uniform. For all this lady knows, you're the Boston goddamn strangler, and she just let you into her house.
I'd sure like to have him along for the absinthe show.
So what'd you get there, boy?
Got myself a Budweiser.
A Budweiser!
He did it.
Success all the way around.
I think so. Win goes to Joe.
Yes, absolutely.
But we'll give Matt the save. If you're keeping score at home, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Artinger gets the win.
Right.
And Matt the Polak gets a save, and the lose goes to our listeners.
Yes, amen. Fantastic.
Again.
Good job to both of them.
Bye, dummy.
Bye.
Bye, dummy.
Bye-bye.
So long, dummy.
Let's get our Christ on.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Well, I don't know why Christ keeps getting involved in the Let's Get Scary.
I have no idea.
Buzz?
Yes.
My God, we still have some show left.
Hi, everybody. Dude. This is the news.
Well, let's get to it. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.